The Disappearance of Cursive Handwriting. You will hear three students discussing the disappearance of cursive handwriting.
Let's start with the facts. After the United States, Canada, and Finland, more countries contemplate removing cursive handwriting from their curriculum. They consider that cursive writing is not very useful in the 21st century compared to keyboard skills.
Of course, we can't deny the importance of typewriting today, but I'm not sure that suppressing cursive handwriting is a good idea. What are the reasons for such a change?
Actually, most teachers say that, even though it can be useful to learn cursive handwriting, they don't teach it because they simply don't have enough time. And as children use more and more digital methods to submit their work, they don't really need to learn it. Moreover, since completing an assignment requires no cursive writing skills anymore, pupils lack motivation to study it.
And the time saved could be used to focus on more important skills, such as spelling, grammar, or problem solving.
What about exams? They happen to be, most of the time, handwritten. Students who haven't been trained to write clearly and accurately might be disadvantaged.
Well, some exams can already be taken online, and more teachers prefer students to hand out typed assignments. Handwritten essays are harder to read and therefore tend to score lower. When you write fast, it can end up less legible than typewriting and create confusion. And teachers don't want to waste time trying to decipher your handwriting.
You sound skeptical, Andrea, but we live in the 21st century. Children manage to use a computer before they can even speak, let alone write. They hardly ever use a pen nowadays.
I was wondering, if we don't teach children cursive handwriting, will they be able to read it? What if they can't even read their parents' handwriting? And if they can't, what becomes of all the handwritten documents? Historical, but also old letters, recipes, and all the documents passed down through families.
You're probably right. But we need to move forward, and that can't be done if we don't make these kind of decisions. And many parents agree. Cursive is not on their list of priorities. Some of them even think that if parents want their children to learn cursive, they can teach it themselves so that teachers can focus on other skills.
Not all parents think this way. Cursive is still viewed by some parents and educators as essential. They say that it helps develop fine motor skills and brain function.
Well, it certainly does, but handwriting classes can be replaced by handicrafts and drawing in order to develop those skills.
And what do scientists say about it?
Psychologists and neuroscientists agree on the fact that we shouldn't bury cursive handwriting too fast. Experiments show that not only do children learn how to read more quickly when they first learn handwriting first, but they also have better vocabulary and express more ideas than when using a keyboard.
Do you mean that those who learn to write by hand learn better?
That is exactly what scientists say. Handwriting better engages the brain than simply looking at typed characters on a computer screen. And, in addition, it helps recording thoughts. Memory and learning abilities in general can benefit from handwriting. It helps you think more effectively. Some researchers even argue that cursive writing could be used in the treatment of dyslexia.
Well, what about people who learn English as a second language? I have read somewhere that it proves to be more difficult to learn for students who don't have a form of cursive at all in their own language.
Come on, Jerry. Learning a foreign language is always difficult. If you want to learn Chinese, for example, you'll have to learn how to read the characters. This argument is irrelevant.
So handwriting matters, but not cursive handwriting?
Cursive activates areas of the brain that are not activated when you type or write in block letters. When learning cursive writing, you have to pay attention to what you're doing. Cursive can also help with writing speed, legibility, and spelling words correctly. College students who handwrite notes tend to perform better on test questions. By rephrasing using their own words, they reinforce learning, whereas students who take notes on a laptop tend to transcribe what they hear literally.
Last but not least, you should, if nothing else, be able to sign your name. And how can you manage that if you don't master cursive? Many documents still require a handwritten signature, not to mention the fact that a handwritten note or a card received in the mail is more personal than a text message.